You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Today is International Nurses Day, and it's also the 197th birthday of Florence Nightingale. Here to talk about one of the more famous healers is Dr. Howard Markel, a pretty famous healer himself. He's the University of Michigan medical historian and PBS NewsHour contributor. First, remind us why Florence Nightingale is so highly regarded.
Well, she has one of the greatest names in all of the history of health and medicine, but she was one of the greatest nurses of all time. Now, nursing has been around probably as long as there's been doctors, but she really established nursing as a profession. So she founded the first secular nursing school. That was not just somebody saying, I'm a nurse, or I'm going to learn from somebody else or learn through the church. So she did that. And she was also quite a national hero in her own right in Great Britain.
So she and some nurses, she organized some nurses. They went to help wounded soldiers during the Crimean War. They weren't all that well received by the medical staff there. Basically, they were handed a broom and ordered to sweep the floors. Why were they treated that way?
Well, you know, nurses were held in low regard. Women were also held in low regard. You know, historians of war called the Crimean War an act of great butchery and incompetence. There was a lot of incompetence to go around. The doctors pushed Florence Nightingale and the nurses she trained and brought with her, they pushed them aside until it was apparent there were just too many casualties and somebody needed to take care of them. And so she then showed and her colleagues showed that nursing was really important. But she also was wonderful at making observations, and she found that there were far more men dying of overcrowding, of lack of ventilation, of poor infection control. They were dying more of dysentery and cholera than they were of bullets and cannon fodder.
Nurses, as you mentioned, weren't held in high regard, and as you noted, women in any profession weren't held in high regard. They were thought of in a low sort of way. Why was that the case in the mid-19th century?
Well, especially with nurses. So if you're a Dickens fan, and Dickens, of course, knew Florence Nightingale. Dickens knew everybody. But if you read his one of his less read novels, but it doesn't deserve to be less read, is Martin Chuzzlewit. It's about a young man who goes to America and discovers he wants to go back to Britain. But there's a classic nurse pre-Nightingale in there. Her name is Sarah Gamp. And she just learns from another woman when she was a young girl. And she's basically an alcoholic who's far more interested in her next glass of gin than the needs of her patient. And so these kind of stereotypes of untrained nurses that you would just hire, so like a babysitter or something, was the prevailing notion of the day. And she professionalized the study of nursing and the practice of nursing around the same time that doctors were professionalizing their education.
Tell us about Nightingale's book, Notes on Nursing.
Well, this was the major textbook for decades. So she actually it was a great response to the Dickensian view of nurses. It was a textbook that taught you, for example, washing your hands, how to take care of a patient, how to address a patient, issues of how close beds should be in an open ward, all sorts of issues on dressings and changing them, and on and on and on. And it was it's still, if you look at it, it's still a wonderful, very well-written, very lucid textbook on the profession of nursing.
Nightingale went on to tackle living conditions of England's poor citizens. What kind of impact did she have?
A major impact, and this is something that very few people know about, is that she was at the birth of modern statistics. So we all know that you can't just say something's a problem. You have to measure it in some way, and we're all into quantitative measures these days, but it's not new. And she worked with several people, including Edwin Chadwick, another friend of Dickens, who did a famous study in the 1830s on the conditions of the laboring poor, the working poor. And he showed statistically that the poor are not in bad health because they deserve to be in bad health. They're in bad health because of their living conditions. And she also worked with a very famous statistician in Britain named William Farr, who started the concept of vital statistics, infant mortality rates, birth rates, death rates, and so on. And so she learned with these pioneers of how to measure using mathematics how many people were dying of this disease versus that disease. And she was very effective at demonstrating that the so-called filth disease, diseases, the diarrheal diseases, gastrointestinal viruses and bacteria diseases were causing a great deal of damage. And she even created her own kind of measure. She was an early proponent of the pie chart, something we still use, and she created something she called the coxcomb, like a rooster's coxcomb, but it's called a rose diagram, and it's really a histogram or a bar graph, but done in a circle. Mm-hmm. And it's a really elegant way of presenting complicated information about why the poor got so sick so frequently.
And so the health codes were implemented, or the beginning of health codes were implemented in cities. So on her birthday, on Florence Nightingale's birthday, what's the lesson to learn from her life?
Well, for one, it is wonderful that we recognize nursing, and we should probably do it the other 364 days of the year. This is International Nursing Day, and the nurses themselves recognize one of the founders of their profession, Florence Nightingale, who was a remarkable woman, born of means but still had to work her way up to the position she attained. But it also reminds me of a lesson I learned as a young intern. If you want to know what's going on with the patient, ask the nurse.
Good advice. Howard Markel is the University of Michigan medical historian and PBS NewsHour contributor. Hey, thanks for telling us about this.
Thanks, Lester.